1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Following the arrest and first court appearance of the suspect, now defendant Jack Teixeira, military and intelligence experts are assessing the fallout from that major leak of Pentagon secrets. Correspondent Christiane Benavides.
The 21-year-old Air National Guardsman, suspected of a major U.S. intelligence leak, remains behind bars with a detention hearing set for Wednesday. Federal prosecutors said in a court filing that Teixeira's work involved supporting cyber defense operations, raising questions about his access to highly classified information. Authorities say Teixeira posted the materials in a private chat on Discord, a social media site popular with gamers. The documents were apparently there for months and circulated online before investigators discovered the leak. Christian Benavides, CBS News.
As predicted, there have been tornado warnings out in several Missouri counties tonight. Stacy Lynn looks at the overall weather picture.
Damaging winds, large hail, and even tornadoes are possible from northern Louisiana to central Missouri.
On our tornado condition index, twos and threes on the map.
Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass.
Now, it's not a 10, which is high on the scale, but still, it's a day you should be weather aware, pay attention to the changing weather conditions.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The next development in the argument over the availability of a widely used abortion pill is now expected Tuesday at the U.S. Supreme Court. Meantime, hundreds of abortion rights supporters marched in downtown Los Angeles, and CBS LA's Jeff Nguyen covered.
Women must decide their fate!
The word abortion shouldn't be a scary word. Abortion pill shouldn't be a scary word.
Savannah Sidek marched with her mother and two children from Pershing Square to LA City Hall. One day after the U.S. Supreme Court paused the legal battle over the abortion pill, mifepristone. The move temporarily suspends a lower court's ruling that imposed limits on access to the medication.
It's not about abortion. It's about control.
Overseas in East Africa, Sudan, people are reported sheltering in place, and at least two dozen people are reported dead after a day of fighting between the army and a powerful paramilitary force.
There's concern now that if it continues for much longer, the turmoil will derail the transition to civilian rule that was promised after the coup in 2021. Sudan's armed forces say there's now no possibility of further dialogue until the paramilitaries have been dissolved.
That's the BBC's David Bamford. Back here, Maine Governor Janet Mills says emergency personnel at the scene feel there's no threat to public health or safety from a train derailment in Somerset County. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 7 p.m. this evening and continues until 1 p.m. Monday. Lows around 45. Overnight, under cloudy skies, with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, 48. Overcast. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Shit to the sound. again, trying to fly away, forgetting everything it meant to me. As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by. Suddenly, you realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you and me.
Album Faded Memories. That was Charcoal Black, Killing Me before that. You can see Bad Year on Friday, May 19th at Shank Hall in Milwaukee with the Doubters and the Keystones. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, broadcasting around the state on your favorite FM Civic Media station or on the Civic Media app. Get that right now at civicmedia.us. Coming up on the show tonight, we got Wizard Hammer joining us. That's coming up after 10:30 tonight. They're part of Bombastica 2023, happening here in Madison. Is 27 years of Maximum Inc. Happens Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Carbellion, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer are playing live that night after 9 o'clock. From 6 to 9 o'clock, rocker Terry Barr and my buddy E-Dub. We're going to be live on the radio, broadcasting live from the Wisco. I can't wait. Hope you're there. Saturday, April 15th. The show starts at 6 o'clock. Come on down and join us at the Wisco. It's Bombastica 2023. All right, Wizard Hammer coming up after 10:30 tonight. We got music on the way from Common Threads, I Am Dragon, courtesy of Tim just around the corner. Let's do the Keystones right now. It's their song WLVS on WMDX and MIR. So many things to say.
Sleep when there's a sky full of skulls with a snow and no teeth, no. travesty. A tray of news behind a badge. A sheep disguised all happily. We were blind to the struggle of ages. Rise up and we fight what they drained us. United colors, united resistance. Please bring on the canisters to fill our eyes again. Let's bring on the noxious gas. A million lost lives are reflected in the kaleidoscope.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Without you, I feel so alone. Every day.
Kevy on Civic Media. That's Common Threads and Afterthought. They were Blink 182 last night at the Majestic Theater for the Rock and Roll Tribute to Punk. Did you go? From all accounts, it was a pretty kick-ass show. Lockjaw before that with Annie of Love. That's their latest single. They have a show coming up in Kansasville, Wisconsin. That's in the southeast part of the state. Friday, April 21st with Unlikely Souls and Benjamin Trick. And we heard some courtesy of Tim in that block too, American Travesty. They're playing at the Crucible here in Madison on Sunday, April 16th with Keep Flying. They're out of the New York, Jersey, Philly area. Also the Up and Up, Calamity, and Man Alive. Man Alive. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay here on Max Inc. Heavy, original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. We have Wizard Hammer coming up after 10:30. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online, too, at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, there's sales, SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. And by Forward Craft and Coffee, we pour it all at Wood Avenue in Madison, or check them out online at ForwardCraft.com. Like I said, Wizard Hammer is just around the corner. We'll have a chat with those guys. I've got music on the way from Joe Price and The Cost. Watch out for that one. And also brand new music from Looks Can Kill. Right now, let's flashback to 2013. And here's some I Am Dragon. This is Major Bros on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
This is Deb Fields, calendar goddess for Maximum Inc. Music Magazine, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
can change how I think. You can change why I don't drink. You can change what I believe. You don't know what's best for me, no.
Gonna bet your life, man.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Like a prayer, better to wait. Black in the sky, and the wind. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. We are the Iron Claw. Hey! It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. Revelations from the intelligence assessments that were posted in a chat room for weeks keep coming, including a Washington Post report about more Chinese spy balloons. As for unvarnished opinions on world affairs, CBS's Willie James Inman.
In Vietnam, Secretary of State Antony Blinken insisted relations with allies have not been impacted by the leak.
I have not heard anything that would affect our cooperation with allies and partners.
In L.A., Vice President Harris dropped by a rally calling for continued access to a popular abortion pill.
You can gauge the strength of a democracy based on the strength of women in that democracy.
The Supreme Court has a Texas judge's ruling on hold set for arguments next week. Tornado warnings are up in places around St. Louis tonight. Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass.
It's going to be a busy weekend in terms of storms, especially across the Mid-South and Mississippi Valley.
The same is in store tomorrow for the Southeast. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients, and enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh,
heavy that is Wizard Hammer and Sonic Doom. Before that, Rocker, we heard some Realm, Endless War, and you had me play that song specifically for our next guest.
Jimmy, Wizard Hammer is one of Milwaukee's more mysterious metal bands, fronted by the legendary vocals of Realm and Whammy Hall of Famer Doug Parker. Wizard Hammer is chock full of scene veterans, including Damian Crist, the former drummer of Living Several Deaths. Wizard Hammer has several upcoming shows around the state, including April 15th at the Wisco in Madison for Bombblastica 2023. It's Max Inc's 27-year anniversary party. On the phone with us right now is drummer Damian Crist. Damian, welcome to Max Inc Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
Damian, for our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little backstory. Who is Wizard Hammer?
Well, basically we kind of got together and spawned, as a lot of great bands do, heck, worldwide, not only in Milwaukee, but from other bands, remnants of other bands. The original bass player, who has now left us and we replaced him with a new bass wizard, was in a band Living Several Deaths with me for many years, about a decade, playing Milwaukee, Madison, Kenosha, Green Bay areas. And, we were looking for something else, and we found guitarist Aaron Baker, our next night bass player did, and I joined up with him, and a couple months later Wizard Hammer was formed, and we started out as a three-piece, just the three of us doing what we did. And as we started getting a little bit more complex music, we sought out Doug Parker, and original vocalist from Realm back in the day, played the first ever Metal Fest in Milwaukee, which is a great piece of history since it's coming back this year. Yeah. And now that's who we are. We have a new bass player that we added, JP Allen, our new bass wizard. We're very excited about that. Sorry to see our last guy go. He was a great friend and great bass player and big shoes to fill. But we go on nonetheless.
Now, the band features some veteran Milwaukee scene singers, but tell us about vocalist Doug Parker and what his experience with Realm lends to the band.
Well, back in the day, I'm a transplant from Chicago, so I wasn't in the scene when Realm was around. But what he brings to the table, and I've heard Realm, and they're a great band, what he brings to the table is some great lyrical ability as far as songwriting goes. I'm really happy with the lyrics he's coming up with some of our songs. We have a song called Lord of the Dragon, or Lord of the Dragons, which... he co-wrote with Aaron Baker, and the lyrics are just great, spot on. And, that old school metal voice, that's what he brings to the table on stage and even in recording, and I think that would be it, and just many, many years of singing in the scene.
Wizard Hammer is playing Madison on April 15th at the Wisco, along with Iron Plow and Carbellion. What can you tell us about your upcoming visit to the Mad City for Max Inc's birthday?
Well, other than being stoked about being selected to perform on this and happy to be coming back to Madison, it's been a while since we've been up that way. I hear that these bands are long time, great, great bands. I listen to a lot of their music, and especially as of recent. I guess not too much to say, other than we're happy to be up there. We're happy to be back in the Madison scene and looking to do a little bit more around town.
We're definitely happy to have you part of Bombblastica. Once again, Bombblastica happening at the Wisco here in Madison. It's Carbellion, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer. And the Wisco's the Wisco's going to be a perfect place to see Wizard Hammer because of the heavy guitar and the heavy metal you all bring. It's going to be a fun time for sure.
Yeah, I've played the Wisco a handful of times with my former band Living Several Deaths, and always had a great time when we went there. Great experience. Love how the room kind of winds around and have a shotgun hall, the sound is great in there. I can't wait.
Another thing that's coming up in your calendar, you're playing Stonefest in Appleton. That's in April, on April 22nd. Yeah. Tell us quick about Stonefest.
Well, the amount of years that it's been going on, I don't exactly know off the top of my head. It's a long time running show hosted and started by the band Headstone who are, gosh, 20, maybe coming up sometime this year, even 21-year veterans of the Appleton, Green Bay kind of scene. Heck, you know, all of Wisconsin. And they've been doing this for some years, and proceeds of it go to benefits and charities. And if I remember correctly, they kind of switch, you know, who it benefits. I may be wrong on that, but it's a really great show. A great handful of bands are playing it, including Headstone themselves.
Yeah.
And, gosh, I want to say this is, I think, the second, maybe third one that we've been involved in. Probably the second.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, always a great time.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, May Bash. You're playing on the 27th up in Ryo, Wisconsin. May Bash. What else can you say about May Bash other than May Bash, you know?
Oh, man. Just amazing people. Amazing time. This has been running, gosh, I want to say since
it's been
probably the late
20,
80s,
20
I heard
years
from these guys.
Yeah. Good times for
at
sure.
At least. Yeah, right. Longer. Oh, my goodness. Just the people we've met out there have been great. The experience is great. We've played that, you know, gosh, back in Living Several Deaths. That's when we started there with them. And we've been invited back every year. And then the transition to Wizard Hammer, you know, we just build great relationships with these people that run it. A lot of the other bands that play it. You know, you got a weekend full of music, 20 plus bands or so, and camping all weekend, donation based camping. I believe they asked for a $20 donation this year. Might have went up to 25, a lot of stuff.
It's worth every
the main COVID times that are recent.
Right. It's worth every penny. Hey man, we're out of time, unfortunately, but thank you so much for calling into the show tonight, Chris. We really appreciate it. And thank you to Wizard Hammer for playing Bomblastica.
Hey, you got it. Anytime, we're there. And, you know, just tell everyone that they can look us up on Facebook. That's probably the best way to keep up with Wizard Hammer.
Excellent. East Central Last Crack is coming up at 11 o'clock. Right now, it's Wizard Hammer, Lord of Dragons, on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Fire, feathered wings, black in the sky, and the wind sing.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps.
It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News Talk and Sports.